Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted little Pencils
boxes
Radio.
On the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one. They're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.
And the people in the houses went to the university where they were putting boxes.
Oh, you're never going to put me and Johnny in a box like that. I love that song. I had to let that play for a little bit.
Sure.
Rise Against, theme band of Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Numbers 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you're a Proud Boy out there, come on, give us a call. We want to disrespect you on the radio, man.
How proud are you?
How proud are you? Give us a call so we can take you down a notch, man. You know, show up. But I think this is where we are, Johnny. I mean, the fact, you know, again, bad behavior is bad behavior. These are not oppressed groups that have had their voices silenced for years, and they are now, quote, getting their opportunity to reclaim their voice in a democracy. Hateful speech, bullying speech, intimidating speech is just that. It's not welcome. It's not you were denied that over the years. It's the fact is that we had standards that said that's not acceptable. We don't use those terms. We don't make homophobic slurs. We don't make racist slurs. We don't talk about the threat of violence towards people who we don't agree with. You don't do those things until, you know, the past 4 years, though. If for some reason somebody calls you out because you made a statement like that, now all of a sudden you're like, hey, it's the left and you're trying to cancel me. You're taking away my free speech right. And it's like, no, I'm sorry, Proud Boy. You have a right to declare yourself stupid and declare yourself a Proud Boy. I'm perfectly fine with that. You actually also have the right, if your child is in that school, to attend that school board meeting. You don't have the right to show up as a Proud Boy with the sole intent to intimidate the school board and other parents and other students in that school district. That's not democratic participation in a school board. That's intimidation. And the fact is that we're not going to validate, we're not going to honor, and you are no way even going to come close to being called a patriot for terrorizing a school board meeting. That's my point.
Yeah. It you know, it's an interesting moment that we're in, because it's also pretty cowardly.
Yeah.
If you ask me. It really is. When you it's quite sad, although it's effective in some context, because here we are talking about it. But it's pretty cowardly. Because really, if you have a message, you're not silenced. You're not representative of a voiceless group. You have, right, an extreme amount of privilege in this culture. And so, you know, there are so many options that I think, you know, might require work, might require, you know, participating in community, that are more maybe time consuming than those folks are willing to really put in. But, you know, to me, it's an easy out. It's a tantrum,
mm-hmm,
you know, immature, and it's unacceptable in public spaces. And so, and really, it's really not desirable. It ought not to be desirable in any space, public or not, right? So the idea here is it's perpetuating really ineffective kind of strategies for getting anything done. And so, yeah, that's the thing I kind of come back to again is like, to what degree do we allow? And we have sort of made these spaces very polite. We've sure, done a good job of being like, hey, this is a school board meeting, or hey, this is a football game. I mean, you know, our guest tonight like really amplified that. Like, most people, there's sort of like a common sense to how we get together and we convene in our communities. And we're working on changing that so it's more inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things is that the sort of politeness of those spaces has created an opening for this particular group in this moment to be hateful? So I also pose this question. It's not going to be a popular one, man. Is if other groups that didn't look like them organized this way,
yeah,
would be rounded up and arrested before they even got in the building. And so partly I have to wonder, where are so-called police on these matters?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they too entwined with this? And is it possible that our police are part of a hate group as well? And I think I lob that out there as a question, because I don't really put a question mark at the end of it. I think some of the largest gangs in our communities are the police. And so when I don't see Proud Boys being acted on and I see police, I think that there must be some kind of an alliance here. And that's mm-hmm. scary to me, because we saw what happened at the Capitol. Who were harmed the most in that? Were our law enforcement folks and our military folks who were defending our nation's capital, right?
It's gotten to, I mean, just think about this, how twisted we've gotten because of this whole, just, you know, dropping of morals. You even talked about the inclusivity. And in fact, you know, you hear Proud Boys and people like them saying, look, we're fighting for our inclusion rights. We want to be included. And then at the same time, the reality of what they're pressing up against is the fact that they're anti-inclusive. They don't want to talk about LGBTQ communities. They don't want to have these discussions about slavery, the fact that the American colonies were built by slaves. You know, that's offensive. We don't want that included. But yet, how dare you not include me at a school board meeting? In fact, I'm going to show up and include myself. So it's all just become so super clouded and so super ridiculous, to the point, though, that you and we can't engage in needed discussion, because the discussion is too hot on both sides, that the reality of having a meaningful disagreement, a dialogue about what and how we might approach some sensitive topics in curriculum, and the fact that there are certain parents and certain groups of people that might say, you know what, I'm going to choose not to participate in this curricular event, and that's okay. Instead, though, we're engaging in hateful rhetoric attacks against each other. And this is the kind of nonsense where we can't even begin to have that discussion about, there are sensitive issues that come up in schools. And maybe there is a chance for a parent or a student to say, I'm going to sit this one out this time. And maybe there's room to have that. The problem is we can't even have that discussion because we're too busy being incredibly violent. And I don't put it on both sides are incredibly loud and violent towards each other. And I mean, you know, vocally violent. I don't know how we're going to get away from that. You know, that's my concern.
That's awesome, Tim. I like that. I like that, because, you know, we are getting pretty heated, and I think that's important because we're passionate about this stuff. And I wonder, though, I like that call for a ceasefire, call for a truce, call for a sit down, and let's get things up to scale for democracy. Let's reclaim that spaces from both sides and eliminate the hate from the kind of discourse and the kind of practices of those spaces.
Yeah, I mean, and when we get there,
you might have to fight first. You might have to fight.
Well, you might have
to pull out the clubs, you know.
I want to have a real conversation about the reality about what American public education is about. It is about democracy. It is that free space. But the fact of the matter is, now, if it's going to become a militarized zone where we're policing people to keep them away from each other, how are we ever going to do anything other than be better?